For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It is your countdown, the Princess K. It's week number two. It's brought to you by AMPI. And we feature Mackenzie Alberts joining us here for week number two. Mackenzie, thanks for joining us. And first of all, give us a bit of a background on yourself and the counties you represent this year as a Princess K finalist.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. So my name is Mackenzie Alberts. I grew up in just outside Pine Island, Minnesota, on my family's dairy farm. Pine Shelter Alberts Brothers milks around 500 head of cattle. We're really excited because I get to represent the seventh generation of our family's farm. So that's something I'm very proud of and very excited to share with everyone else. Outside of growing up on the farm, I stayed really active throughout high school in organizations like 4-H and FFA. I recently retired as the Minnesota FFA State Secretary this past spring, but I'm excited to have a little more downtime on the farm with my family the rest of this summer. This fall, I will be a sophomore at South Dakota State University, majoring in agriculture, communications, and leadership.
Mackenzie, what about dairy really just kind of pulls you in? What do you really enjoy? I mean, a lot of folks, I think, are kind of removed from agriculture and maybe don't quite understand. But what about farming and dairy really, really drives you?
Honestly, the whole aspect of a community and a family, like I've grown up working alongside my family members my entire life. And then getting to go out into the world throughout my high school experiences and meet other members of the dairy industry, and especially through this Princess K program, it's just really rewarding to be able to have that connection with other individuals because, like you said, so many are removed from the dairy farm. But as far as the dairy industry, things that just really excite me is its future, and I'm really passionate about calf care.
You know, Mackenzie, I raise calves too, so any hints you can give me, go right ahead. I'll just sit back and listen.
Sounds good.
You know, it's fun. You know, I think raising calves is the most rewarding. It can be as stressful as all heck, but you know what? To see those calves grow, that's one of the most rewarding things for myself.
I have to agree with that.
Mackenzie, when it comes to running for Princess K, was this always something you've always wanted to do?
Well, I've looked up to so many different girls that have been on that stage and that in those fancy dresses before, and I've had a few friends and family members as well be involved in the program, and so I guess I kind of expected that one day I'd be cool enough to fit in and try do it myself. So I mean, every little girl's dream is to become a princess. I wouldn't say that I thought that would be possible, but I'm excited to be able to be a princess representing the industry I love.
So talk about when you found out, as Mackenzie Alberts joining us, one of the finalists for Princess K, the Milky Way. The day the final 10 were announced, it was done virtually. Describe that day for us.
Yeah, so my dad was still trying to finish spring field work. And so we had planned to all meet at my house and watch it at whatever, 1 o'clock when it was live. But plans don't always go as planned. And so my dad quick texted us and we all met at the shop. And I sat holding the phone. My family was surrounding me, and they were just watching me stress over the video. And I was really stressed because I was one of the last finalists announced. So it was exciting to find that relief after the whole video.
Mackenzie, why do you feel it's important to have a Princess K? Now, I know many of our counties have county princesses and ambassadors. The role is vital for the dairy industry. Why do you feel it's so important to have somebody in this role represent the entire state's dairy industry?
I think to have somebody representing all dairy farmers in Minnesota is extremely vital because this person is someone who can devote their entire year to sharing the story of dairy farmers, and dairy farmers don't always get out. And I talk about, like, my grandpa, like, he loves the farm, and that's where he stays. And so being able to have that honor to go out and share stories like my grandfather is truly rewarding, but also very vital for our communities and our consumers to be educated about the product that they're consuming.
Mackenzie, you mentioned you're studying communications in college. What's your eventual goal? Is it more in the communications side or maybe back on the farm side?
Yeah, so I chose my major because it was really broad, and so I'm still not entirely sure where it's going to bring me, but I'm hoping to find something in the communications, specifically within a company that works in the dairy industry. But I've been telling people that my new goal for my career, long-term goal, is to write a book. And I want my book to be based on my experiences growing up on the farm, but then as well as hopefully raising a family around the farm or around the dairy industry, and kind of how times have changed through that.
That sounds real interesting. Yes, indeed. Mackenzie Albert's joining us, one of the finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way. Our countdown to Princess K is brought to you by AMPI.